There it is! Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 22 of the Monday Waffle. Now, it's just me in here today. It's Verity Vezolenko. It's just me here in the studio today, so the show is going to run a little bit differently. We'll go through a rundown of the games, hopefully get in touch with someone from East Frio, and obviously our usual segments, just a little bit shorter.
Still gonna be a good show though.
Yes, yes.
Oh dear, that's what happens when you let Verity reign free in the studio. It gets creative in here. Oh dear, well look, we'll get straight into it. Peel versus Subiaco. Look, Peel Thunder might have lost to Subi on Saturday, but they've locked in finals. Bendigo Bank Stadium, Peel Thunder, they looked on track to actually beat Subi for the second time this season. They were leading by 24 points at quarter time, 13 at halftime and 26 at three-quarter time. But, you know, look, despite the Lions missing Kyle Horsley, Chris Fellen, Lachlan Delahunty, Kyle Halligan and Hayden Kennedy, they delivered a stunner final quarter with 6 goals, 7 points to nothing to end up winning by 17 points. So I'm sure that Clapham is just over the moon. So they're about to have a two-week break ahead of their second semi-final, which I'm sure they'll be very rightly placed to perform well in. Looking at the Lions, Liam Ryan and Hamish Shepherd, they both kicked 4 goals apiece for the Subi Lions. Adam Cockie compiled 25 possessions, Lee Kitchen with 22, and Greg Broughton also with 22. Some awesome stats for the Lions. And look, Blair Bell, he was just absolutely outstanding for Peel with 5 goals from 17 possessions and 7 marks. Braden Lawler also kicked 2 goals for the Thunder. Matt DeBoer with 33 possessions for Peel. Rory O'Brien, 28, and Anthony Morabito. So a good effort by Peel, but yeah, the Subi Lions just too strong in that game. Looking ahead to the East Perth and South Frio match. East Perth, they came home hard against South Frio, the Bully Dogs at Medibank Stadium, but they held on to the win. It was 13 goals, 8 points, 86 South Frio to 12 goals, 10 points to East Perth's 82. So very, very close game. The Royals did look good at halftime to lead by 8 points, but the Bully Dogs, they took over with 6 goals to 1 in the third term. And East Perth did actually fight back to get within 4 points by the finish, but South Fremantle, they just held on. Hayden Schleife, aka Christmas Boots, I like to call him that, but apparently he's not wearing them anymore. Maybe it's because of the nickname I gave him or not. We may never know. But look, he kicked 4 goals for South Rio from 8 kicks. Mason Shaw also booting 3 majors. With Benny Saunders, unlike him, just the 1 goal from Saunders this week, which is interesting. Jacob Dragovic, awesome performance by him in the midfield for the Bulldogs, 36 possessions. Shane Hockey gathered 34 and Brendan Verrier with 25. For East Perth, Jamie Bunnell kicked 3 goals. Good game for him and Sam Powell Pepper. How have I not heard his name before? What a name. Sam Powell Pepper, 2 goals for him, with Luke Partington compiling 30 possessions, Will Magnus with 25, Ruckman Paul Johnson, he finished with 54 hit-outs, so definitely not a bad performance by East Perth at all. It was a close game. And the Perth versus Swan Districts match at Steel Blue Oval, look, they both knew that they weren't playing for a finals contention, so it was more about putting in some belief for the preseason for 2017, putting in some effort to show that they can bounce back. But the Perth Demons, just too good. 15 goals, 10 points, 100. Literally doubling the score of the Swanee Ds. 7 goals, 8 points, 50. In the end, the Demons, they just dominated the Swans from the outset, winning by 50 points, setting up the victory with 10 goals to 1 in the first half. Perth's midfield completely dominated. And me man, we talk about him every week, Clint Jones led the way once again. Another 47 possessions to his name and 11 marks. I reckon he's the one. He's the one. He's going to get the sand over. Aiden Tropp, he also racked up 41 disposals. Liam McKenna with 30 and Michael Sinclair with 26. Spencer White kicked 5 goals for the Demons, so that's great from White from 7 kicks. And Marshall Jones adding to 3 majors and Dean White with 2. For the Swanee Districts, Justin Simpson kicked 2 goals. And Jesse Turner racked up 34 possessions. Adam Faulkner with 26. Rudy Ridoch with 24. Another interesting name. So that's pretty much a wrap up for the games.
Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Scametti.
Dennis Scametti.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle. Monday Waffle. Monday
Waffle. Matthew Jupp, I've got on the line with me from East Fremantle. How are you going today?
Yes, all right. I'm obviously pretty disappointed from our result on Saturday. But that's footy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
I suppose disappointing to not have been able to lock away that finals position. Do you think the team will be ready for an epic game next week for the last hope, I guess, at the finals?
Yeah. So I guess start off there, you said it was pretty disappointing to we had a big chance to really cement our spot in the finals and we didn't. So that's the first disappointing part of it all. But now it's basically winning in, so I guess it's almost finals begins this week for us, which is pretty exciting.
I'm a Shuckers fan, so I'm a bit gutted. Did you expect the margin to draw out that far? What do you think happened on the field that led to the scoreboard drawing out that far?
No, it was to put it bluntly, it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing to be a player, and I imagine it was embarrassing to be a coach of the team on the weekend. So, no, we obviously didn't expect it. We thought we were going to win. You always go into the game thinking you're going to win. We've had some, I wouldn't say crisis meetings, because it's not called for crisis yet. We've got a chance to still make the finals, but we had a real sit down and think, and probably came away from it thinking, knowing that we didn't try, which is the saddest thing about it. We didn't try hard enough. And the saddest thing is that such high stakes on the line, to put up a performance like that and to not try, it's just embarrassing. So, well, we've definitely addressed that. There's no turning a blind eye to that. And again, tonight in the review, we'll definitely address that again. But without being too negative, we need to remember that we are a chance and we've got ourselves a chance to play for a final spot.
That's it. So you have been reviewing it, what happened, and we'll be looking up and forward into the next week's game. Are there any sort of specifics do you think that you guys will work on for that match?
We haven't played East Perth for a long time, so I haven't actually... we haven't been to training yet, so I can't quite tell what we're going to do specifically. But I know we will... put a higher focus on our skills,
yep,
and our ball movement. We've been doing that for the last 6 or 7 weeks after a poor patch in the middle of the year. So that's not going to change. It'll be a lot about recovery and staying positive as well.
That's key. Well, beautiful.
Well,
I hope the me boys, the Sharks, we can remain positive. We'll get through this next game. It is a home game. Does that make you guys feel a bit more confident?
Yeah, love playing at home. We're used to the conditions now, having it was a bit of a wet and slog, wet and sort of slushy track on Saturday. So we know what we're going to get again on Saturday. We train there, so we should know anyway. But playing at home, obviously, home crowd, we'll get a pretty good crowd down on Saturday, I'd imagine.
So down in the shark pit.
Yeah, the shark pit. The shark pit goes berserk sometimes. Don't worry about that.
That's it. Well, thank you so much for having a chat with me today.
No worries, Verity. Thank
Alrighty.
You.
Have a great day.
Bye.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down.
I'm Josh Garlop. This is Garlop's Tipping. No more Birchie. She's out. I'm in. Let's tip.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my... Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
I'm a smoke. I'm tipping now, son. By I mean me. And by me, I mean Verity. Yep, it's my tipping now. Now look, Birchie's tipping is Verity's tipping today, and currently Birchie and I are neck and neck on the actual app. You know, it does say Verity Hughes number one, but look, we're on the same points. We're both on 53. It's just points differential at this moment in time. So look, when we're a draw, me, Birchie, and then Joel. He's coming in behind, followed by Soph, Kelly, and Gallup. But look, Joel's trying to make his way. He's 2 points behind, and then Soph's only one behind Joel. Look, it's going to be a close one. It's going to be a battle to the death between me and Birchie. I'm sure next week's tips will be interesting. I'm a bit of a weakling at tipping with me heart. So look, I'll probably tip Sharkers against East Perth next week. Birchie will probably be a bit smarter, but we'll see. Only time will tell.
Guess who's back again.
Adam's back.
He's back.
I am the original creator of the Monday Waffle. Adam Papalia here, back in the studio. 10 years strong it's been running. Make sure you tune in to the Monday Waffle.
Now, having a look at the ladder, we've still got Clappens, Lions, as they have been for most of the season. They're up number one on the ladder, followed by Birchie's Bulldogs, West Perth coming in third, Peel Thunder for fourth, and Mishaka's Bra in fifth place, followed by East Perth, the Royals, Claremont Perth, and then Swan Districts down the bottom there. Next weekend, it's going to be very, very interesting. We have Claremont Tigers up against Peel Thunder. That'll be a good game considering the good match they had against my Sharks at Adam on Saturday. So that'll be a good match. Perth Demons versus the Bulldogs. That's at Lathlane Park. The West Perth Falcons will be versing the Swanee Dees at HBF Arena. And my Sharks will be versing the Royals in an epic game for finals contention. It's at Adam Stadium. It's their home ground. It's going to be amazing. Everyone should get there. Get in the shark pit. Get rowdy. No, look, that's going to be the game of the round. I'm calling it early. So that's round 23. All games are on the Saturday. All at 2:15, except for that epic match. It's the Sharks and the Royals. That's actually at 1:40 at Adam Stadium. The rest are all at 2:15, all on the Saturday.
Waffle. What ifs?
This is the segment on the Monday Waffle where we figure out what players would be if they weren't players.
Okay, so this what if is again a little bit less of what the players would be if they weren't players, more a what if question in general. This week's what if, look, there's no one in the studio to bounce off, so this is just random thoughts running through thy head. What if we could geographically pinpoint where our beloved waffle teams go for a night out, go for celebrations? So I'm thinking, okay, look, Sharkers Bra, East Frio, that's my team. Where would I find them on a night out? And I've decided that I'd probably place me bets on Metro's Frio. That makes sense. What if we could meet our beloved waffle players out? Oh God, no, that's weird, isn't it? Yeah, no, it's probably a weird what if. You know what? Pretend you never heard this one.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti, I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
And that's a wrap for episode 22 of the Monday Waffle. A bit of a short one, but we like it short and sweet. It won't just be me talking into a mic next week, hopefully. Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it. Over and out. Adios. Bye, Monday Wafflers. Goodbye. Good friends, goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.